Yirmiyahu Perek Lama Zayin Pasuk Vav Li'ilei Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi BeMoshe Yitzhak. Salvation is on the horizon. Tzidkiyahu is so desperate that he even sends messengers to Yirmiyah to daven for Klal Yisrael. And then, miracle of miracles, wonder of wonders, Muttal the tailor tells everybody that the army of Egypt has appeared, and the Kastim, Nebuchadnezzar's army, has withdrawn from the siege of Yerushalayim to go and deal with this new possible threat. But, unfortunately, it is no help at all. It's just a temporary reprieve on the horizon. It means nothing. Vayidvar Hashem l'Yirmiyahu anavi lemor. The word of God comes to Yirmiyah the prophet, saying, Zayin ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. This is what God has to say. The God of Israel, still, always, forever, the God of Israel. Hamas may disagree, international courts may disagree, college students all over the place may disagree. But Hashem Elokei Yisrael doesn't change. They don't believe in God. They find it easier to scoff. But Yirmiyah is a constant reaffirmation of the relationship that we have with God, no matter how bad we have been, no matter how many misdeeds and misdemeanors we have committed. Kosamaru el Melech Yehuda says God to Yirmiyah, this is what you, plural, shall say to the king of Yehuda. Now, I'm not quite sure why it's Tomeru instead of Kosomar, as it has been so many times before. I don't see the Mefarshim actually looking at that particular use of the word. So I don't know if he's sending him with Baruch, perhaps, or it's a constant refrain, so perhaps it's pluralized because it's a repetition. So I find it interesting. Kosomeru, this is what you both shall say. This is what you, the plural, shall say. Hashaleach eschem elai l'dor sheni. The king of Yehuda sent you to inquire of me. Also, perhaps he's telling the word to the two messengers. So perhaps this is Yirmiyah speaking in Kivayachol, the voice of God that he is communicating, to the two men, Yehuchal ben Shelem Yahu and Sefanya ben Maaseya, who came to address him. So he's sending them back with a message. Hinei chel paro hayotze lochem le'ezra. Behold, the great army of Pharaoh, which has gone out to help you, shav la'arzo Mitzrayim. Don't put too much stock in it, because it is going to turn right back around and return to his land of Egypt. Rashi says, based on Echa Rabba, they were coming in ships, and the sailors are going to get superstitious along the way. They're going to see some spooky sights sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where they see things that look like human remains floating in the water, and they say, these are our ancestors who drowned in the Yam Suf. So we're not going there. We're not going there. So in geopolitical terms, it's even easier just to say that they're going to forget about it. Never mind. Because their attitude is rather ambiguous, as the man Lois says. They waver. Their commitment is a mile wide and an inch deep. And when the Mitzrim turn back around and go home, Ches v'shavu ha-kastim v'dolchamu al-ho'ir ha-zos. The Babylonians are going to return. Don't think that they're gone forever. They have just pulled back a little bit. They are coming back to make siege again and fight against this city. Ulechaduha. And they are going to conquer it. There's no way out. They will capture it. Usrafu ha-va'esh. And they're going to burn it down in fire. There is no out. There is no easy answer. The Mitzrim are going to turn around and leave you naked and vulnerable and without defense. Tes ko amar Hashem, al tashi'u nafsho seichem lemor. Hashem says, don't deceive yourselves. Don't trick yourselves, saying, haloch yelchu me'aleinu hakastim, that the Babylonians are going to depart from us. The kastim are going to leave. Ki lo yelechu, they're not leaving. Yud kiem hikisem, kol chel kastim hanelchomim itchem. Even if you manage somehow to wipe out the entire army of the kastim, which is waging war against you. V'nisharuvam, Anoshim Medu Karim, and all that are left are pierced men with holes in them, men who have been wounded by the sword. Even if all they had left were wounded men, Ish Be'ahalo Yakumu, like zombies, Each one is going to rise from his tent. And they're going to burn down this city in fire. It is the zombie apocalypse, quite literally. It's God's will. You're going to fall. Or, another way to look at it, think about Hamas. They're dying out there. They're getting killed by Jewish resistance. They turn around and run? No, they don't. To their dying breath, they're going to try to murder Jews and torture them and massacre them. Yirala v'haya behei olos chel hakastem al Yerushalayim mipnei chel paro. And in fact, it did come to pass that the Kastim withdrew from Yerushalayim over fear of Pharaoh's army. So the Jews immediately thought, oh, okay, we got it. The thing is, some of the defenders of Yerushalayim were thinking about running for it when they saw the weakening of the fighting force of Yerushalayim. So it became difficult to slip out of Yerushalayim because everybody was afraid of a fifth column within who was going to abandon the city. So things are looking pretty bleak, even with the cessation of immediate hostilities. And in the middle of all this, Yirmiyah has a trip to make.